So yesterday I was talking about how love deteriorates into attachment. Yesterday, you see. So love is an essence of the soul. It has to be contacted with the overself to have profuse love, you see, overflowing love. When it is attached to bodies, outer attachments, environments, then that is deteriorated and is called attachment. Yesterday it was explained how we, on the way to God, we are stopped on the way and we, instead of going to the right direction, we have our way to the downward position. Today is not what is love and how it is deteriorated, but how the love should be exercised. It is already in us. We are also love personified, being at the opposite ocean of all love. So this love should go, as I told you yesterday, with God. Or if you have not seen God, the human pole which is overflowing with the love of God. Now, for example, if you see some advocate, naturally you remember courts and cases going on in the courts, is it not? When you see the form of an advocate, you naturally remember courts and cases going on in the courts. When you see a doctor, then naturally your attention is diverted to medicines and sick people or hospitals. So similarly, when you see some man who is on the way, when you see him, naturally your attention is just directed to the field of work he is doing. So master is one, or the saint is one who is laborer, you see, in the harvest of God, you see. Harvest is rich, laborers are wanted. But think of you, always think of God. Naturally that comes of itself. So always you remember it, remember Master. You don't remember the form of him, but he is a prototype of God on earth. God is in him. He is also within you to go, of course. But there it is not manifest. All the qualifications which we give to God are manifest in that human form. He loves all. He loves even his enemies. Naturally, the Master loves everybody, even those who speak ill of him, even that. He loves and he wants to just raise him up to the level of man first and to the level of God first. So he says you should love God, but you cannot love God unless you see him. So human pole at which is manifest, you see, love of the Master's love of God. When you see him, you see God. And Christ said, "Those who have seen me have seen my Father." The same thing is explained by all masters who came in the past, you see. Only their language is different, way of expression is different, mode of expression, but they say the same thing. "Those who have seen me have seen my Father." Similarly, when you see a master, you see God in him. But don't take him as human son of man, but as God in him. Only then you are saved. Your love will overflow. If you think him as a human man like you, then even if you take him a good man, you can have only goodness. So when you think of a master as a prototype of God on earth, a manifested God in him, only then the God, true remembrance will be overflowed within you. This is what is meant by what he was reading. So generally, you see, when you think of animal consciousness, you forget your own self. I spoke of one event of Guru Nanak. He was weighing out some few wheat in a shop where he was employed. So he began one, two, twice, thrice, four times. He had to give 13 shears, 13 pounds of something, which he was weighing out. When he reached the 12, and he came to the word 13, 13 words in Hindi means thine. I am thine. He was intoxicated. He went on repeating, I am thine, I am thine, I am thine, weighing out all the grains over there. You see? So this is, you see, those who got love for God. Naturally, you would see anything, that love is overflowed. So in that case, such a disciple becomes, what you say, absorbed in the Master. As St. Paul said, it is I live not now, I, as Christ lives in me. Even all other saints in other countries also had the same thing. He says, my inner self is so much overflowing with my Master that I have forgotten myself, who is he? He is or I am. The same expression is given by almost everybody, of course, in their own language. Their mode of expression may be little different, but they say the same thing. So such like love, when you see a Master, don't see his form, God in him. That's the true love of the Master, true love of God too. Just as I gave you an example just now, when you see an advocate, naturally remember how the course comes in, you see. When you see a doctor, naturally remembrance of hospitals and sick people and medicines arises. Similar, when you see a saint, then you naturally remember God, because he's a prototype of remembrance of God. He's overflowing with the love of God. So when you, Maulana Rumi says, when you accept a Master, well, you accept God and the Prophet in him both. If you read a book, if you read the preface gives in digest form what is in the book, in few pages. Whole book, after reading what you follow, you understand that you can follow from the preface before it. That gives a very digest of the whole thing, what is dealt with in the book. Similar says, when you see a Master, you just read the preface of the whole God, you see. These are examples to show, when you meet a Master, you meet a God in him. Totally. Such like God in man is met only with the grace of God, whom you want to contact, you see. You are just pining after finding him, you see. So I gave an example of, there was a disciple of one saint named Beek. He was so much so loved that he was always used to remember Beek. Not God, but Beek. He took Beek as a prototype of God on earth. His whole repetition was not of the five names, but of the Beek, of the Master. As I also used to do sometimes. This is but natural, you see. He sees the God in him, not the Son of Man. He was repeating all the time, Obik, Obik. That is Mohammedan reign, you see. Mohammedan people, they ask him, well, who is your God? He said, my God is weak, my Master is God. Who is his Prophet? Prophet Muhammad, generally Mohammedan say. He said, no, my weak is Prophet. That was, you see, very against the law, you see, of the Mohammedan law. So they just passed sentence, death sentence, capital sentence for him. So such like cases of capital punishment were also shown to the king for approval, final approval. So when the case was represented to the king, he saw the man, his eyes were all intoxicated. Well, who is your God? My Beek is my God. Who is your Prophet? My Beek is my Prophet. All the living, don't mind him. If people said, well, he'll run away. No, don't. Then he said, well, look here, Bhik. Will you ask your Bhik? There has been very dearth of rains in our country for the last so many months. So if you'll kindly request your Bhik to just fall rain, so surface will be all right and we'll grow more corn. Oh yes, I will tell you. Just a child, you see, so very confident about his mother. You bring all I have to get from my mother. How confident is this? You see? He had no doubt whatsoever that mother cannot give. He thinks his mother has everything. So, all right, when will you come? I'll come in a day or two. Not tomorrow, but day after. Next week, heavy rain for the hour throughout the country. Third day he came up. Well, King said, thanks to your Bhik that you got sufficient rains. Very kind of you and of your Bhik too. Then he just offered him some, what you said, this tribute is paid for all land revenues, etc., for 21 villages. Revenue of 21 villages to go to the Bhik to meet with the expenses of those come to him for. That's it. He said, oh, well, this is ephemeral thing. I am not going to take this to my God. He doesn't need all this. So such like remembrance gives you true love of God. As you think, so you become. The very appearance of it reminds you. As a compass, you see, when you even shake it, even it needle goes to the north, always. So in worldly affairs, in everything, you always have the sweet remembrance of God. To look at the Son of Man overflowing with the love of God is to meet the God. As Christ has told you, say, who has seen me has seen my Father. So this is the true state of affairs. Of course, there are all graduates are not graduates. You see? All the so-called masters are not masters. Then how to recognize? The only criterion with us is who can give you some experience to raise you above the body level for a while, give you something to stop. Outer propaganda, for or against, outward anything, beginnings and propaganda and this and that, that you can do by very easy methods, by paying also and other things too. You may find some 5, 6, 10 people, or they go around and have your salary and go proclaim our master is God and this and that and not that, you see. So such a master is met with the grace of God, who is pining after God within himself. The God is within you. He makes all such arrangements to bring you in contact with the God. Which God? Which he manifests at some human pole, because the teacher of a man is a man. You see? So such life now, you see, when you see a master, you remember God, not his face, not his coat, not anything, not the least. He says, where is that almarina, in which room, and where is that room? Just think how much, how absorbed he was in the master, that while living in there, he did not know almarina lies in which room. These are some examples to show. Such like love is the paramount love, I would say. And such life just transfuses you into him. You see, you'll say it, I live, no, not I. So such like life we should have. The love of Master and love of God. If you worship God, when you worship Master, now the question arises, true Master and another Master. There are so many Masters. But the only criterion lies in the fact that he is able to give you something to stop. Not be a repetition of certain things or perform certain outward methods of worship, not the least. Just give him a boost, a little above rising, for a while, some capital to start with, maybe little or more. That depends on the background of each one. But everybody must get, even the blind man should get. They do get. When they go for anything, even now, in this, at Amritsar, Jalandhar, there was a man who was blind. One man came from Amritsar. He was initiated half and then he stood up and said, I would like to be clear of many doubts. So God aid you, take time and clear out. So he left after half. Then he met me in the evening. Then I told him, well, you forget all your learning for a while. I told him, come to Jalandha, sit for a while. As a child did, you know nothing. He got the best experience. Then he put a question, well, it is daytime, light, maybe due to the light outside. Why here the blind man with you? He sees the light. So it is the inner light, you see. I am the light of the world. Whosoever shall come to me shall never walk in darkness. This is all Master said. When you meet a Sadguru, you see light inner and out. When that is dwelt, you also see outside that very light. So, you know today's subject, how to love God, Master, or the God. Love of God is manifested in Master. All qualifications in God are in a miniature scale in the Master, because he's a reflection of that, he's a prototype of God on earth. I'm speaking about the true Master, the word true comes in now. You see, beware of the false masters. That's what Christ said, they come as what lambs like and they are what you say, wolves in that form. So all of them, there have been two masters, there have been many. Such like people also come who pose as masters. But really they cannot give an experience. Very rare, very rare. Sometimes some reactions in the past do come up. But they do not know where to go further. I've seen such like people who had a reaction that passed, they used to begin to see light. And they were just teaching them for eyes or brain. They didn't know what is what. So Christ in love of God, you see, what you say, can be overflowed within you when you love the Master, the God in him. That's all. That's by radiation too. And further, as I told you, by direct coming in of the soul with the soul in him, imbued with the love of God. How that is deteriorated, that was the subject yesterday. So we have to be on the guard, you see. See how you find. Just see this company, somebody in whose company remembrance of God is most precious. That's all. So आपको ये बात बताई जा रही थी कि प्रेम गुरु से भी करना चाहिए for the God in him, जिस्म से नहीं. We should love the Master for the God manifested in him, not the physical frame. Of course, we respect for the physical plane which is manifested. That's another thing. Our Master, somebody wrote to me in one letter, are you a God? I told him, no, the God is me, not I, you see. You take me as a brother, as a friend, as your elder, and sit, see, you get something, see him inside too, then you may say anything you like, but what I take, I'm a son of man. That's all I can say. True state of affairs is like that. And no Master had ever said so. So, let the love of God be not deteriorated into attachment. Be on the God, you see. तो ये बातें हैं भाई, जो आप सुनते हैं उनको पल्ले बांधो और अमल में लाओ. ओनली देन आप तरक्की करोगे, कुछ के कुछ बन सकते हो थोड़े दिन में. बदल यू कैन चेंज इन वेरी शॉर्ट टाइम टू. यू नोट दिस डाउन एंड ट्राई टू एसिमिलेट इन योर लाइफ.